As amended. Let's move, please, to item 124.
Amend contract with CSDC Inc. in the amount of $2,331,589 for implementation, hosting, and maintenance of the upgraded Amanda computerized permit tracking system for Bureau of Development Services.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you for being here today, Director Esau and Tom and Director Baer. As the directors of BDS and BTS for the city, I can't thank you enough for your important work on a project that, once completed, will make a huge difference in how we enable people to permit everything from a small bathroom or kitchen remodel to constructing a multi-story building. The Portland Online Permitting System, also known as POPS, my favorite acronym in the city, I think.
It's
by the way,
pretty good.
I really lobbied for that one. Not only will help customers, but will improve workflows and relationships between all of our city agencies involved in the development review process. Those are Bureau of Development Services, the Fire Bureau, the Transportation Bureau, the Water Bureau, Parks and Recreation, and Environmental Services. This will allow us to more efficiently and effectively serve our customers and the public. In 2017, BDS collected $195.9 million in revenue. That equals roughly $790 a day. The total valuation of all projects BDS and its partner bureaus permitted in 2017 was just over $3.1 billion. So in all regards, a record-breaking year. And I want to commend all of the permitting staff at all of the bureaus for handling an extraordinary amount of work and pushing really an unprecedented number of permits through. I don't think they get thanked or appreciated enough. So thank you. All of that was accomplished despite the fact that the software our staff uses is out of date and much of the review process is still paper-based. We upgraded our permitting system to support a version of the software, to a supported version of the software earlier this year, and we have agreed on a pathway to move to the latest version and implement online permitting. Salem, Oregon, Vancouver, BC, St. Paul, Minnesota, Burlington, Vermont, London, England, and many other cities throughout the world use the same software Portland will be using to process building permits. The goal is to enable people to do their development business with the city on their laptops, their cell phones, tablets, and increasingly via voice-activated smart speakers. I don't know how I feel about that, frankly, but I guess that is a goal. You might be hearing from my son, and in which case he doesn't have my permission. So. Online permitting has the potential to make the permitting process much more efficient while making customers' experiences interacting with the system better. Finally, I'd like to explain to the public where these funds are coming from, because we hear from members of the public on a regular basis about their frustrations with our priorities and how we are spending our money. And so in this case, I think it's important to note that we are not asking for general funds from the city. We're simply asking for the ability to increase funding for this contract. And those funds come from permit fee revenue. And much to my chagrin, this revenue cannot be spent on anything that is not programmatically related to the permitting stream it came from. Trust me, I asked for a detailed list of how this money could be spent, and there's really not a lot of fun to be had. It has to stay within the bureaus and the streams that it came from. So this means that we cannot give this money to other bureaus to be spent on other needs, regardless of how vital or important they are. Unfortunately, we are just prevented from doing that by state law. The good news is we have the money to fund this request. So, Mayor, unless you wanted to add any remarks, I'm going to hand it over to Chief Administrative Officer Tom Reinhart to fill in the council and the public about our next steps with this project?
I've got a couple of things I'd like to say, but I'm going to hold off on saying them until after I've heard what our panel has to say and after we've heard public testimony on this item. I just want to say thank you, Commissioner Udaly, for your leadership, and I'm proud to co-sponsor this with you.
Thank you.
Tom?
Mayor, Council, we've actually reorganized our presentation, so Rebecca's going to lead, and then Director Baer, and then myself.
Very good.
So Director Esau, over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioner Udaly and council members. The request before you today is to amend the existing contract with CSDC, which is the vendor for our permitting software. Specifically, this amendment will increase the value of this contract by $2.3 million. CSDC is the lead vendor that is developing and supporting our online permitting platform. They have a high level of knowledge since they've been with us since the beginning. This amendment will carry us through the end of the current contract, which expires at the end of August. Between now and then, we'll be working on a new contract with CSDC for the continued development of the new system, and that includes the hosting and maintenance costs that will move POPs forward. We will bring that new contract to you this summer. It is important to consider this request to add $2.3 million to the existing contract in the context of the volume of permitting work that the city is experiencing. As Commissioner Udaly mentioned, BDS handled in 2017, $195.9 million in revenue through its Development Services Center. That translates into about $790,000 a day in revenue. The project valuation, so all the buildings you see out there with the 30 cranes across the city skyline, the project valuation for that total, $3.1 billion with a B. It's an incredible amount of development going on in the city, unprecedented. More than 48,430 customers came through the doors of the 1900 building and received services from our staff. And we're doing record-breaking business, and we need to update our existing software and improve our processes to better serve our customers. Like any computer system or smartphone you use, there's a need to regularly upgrade to provide the new features and functionality available. The city's permitting software similarly needs to be upgraded. It's really part of the cost of doing business for any city of this size. Internal and external users of the system will benefit from the new features and functionality available with the software upgrade.
Thank you, Rebecca. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, members of City Council, Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Technology Services.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon. And as you heard Rebecca talk and describe, we're here seeking permission to amend the existing contract that will provide a basis for launching a upgrade to the current Amanda 7 version this summer. And this phased approach that we're taking is supported by the Technology Oversight Committee, and it really lays the foundation for this a robust online permitting system. And the importance of making this upgrade is that it will increase the accessibility, the efficiency of how we do the city's permitting system, and also build out a platform for adding new functionality, as was described earlier, such as a web-based service, mobile applications, analytics, improved reporting, and, of course, increased customer accessibility to our development services. And so working in conjunction with the Bureau of Development Services, we've been really leading this charge with city bureaus and been working on this project for a number of months lately, and really working closely with our partner permitting bureaus with transportation, environmental services, the Water Bureau, fire, and also parks. And we're also working on improving and strengthening the transparency in this collaboration between our bureaus involved in development review and permitting process. And as Commissioner Udaly said, this is not a new system. We're not in any sort of a beta or testing environment. This is a well thought out and in system. And just to localize some of this, City of Bellevue, Washington is one of the customers. Snohomish County is also another one, City of Austin, and also City of San Jose. So in systems that are similar to the environment of which we work in. So I'll pause there and turn over to Tom.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Council members. I just have a couple things to add. I want the Council to know that we have worked very hard collectively on governance clarity on this project. With a project of this complexity and magnitude, we have learned through some successes and some failures at the city that getting clarity on roles is pivotal. I want to give a lot of credit to the two leaders to my right. Director Baer and Director Esau have worked very hard over the last several weeks to ensure that we have the right model. I also want to tell you, in no uncertain terms, that we worked diligently and won a hard-earned victory with our Bureau colleagues to make this the top technology priority for 2018. I think that's a very healthy step in the right direction for the city, that we worked through a process about what we were going to prioritize, and we were grateful that our colleagues are giving BTS the room and to put a lot of resources into this project, because we will need them. I also want to underscore Director Baer's point about sequencing. We have also taken the best private and public sector examples about sequencing a project like this appropriately, so we can bring you decision points. The first decision points will go through the two leaders on my right, and then you will get them, so that we don't say we're just baked in for 5 years and then regret not checking in about where we're at, getting what we need out of this project. Lastly, I want to ensure you that I am taking the learning from my first year as CAO in terms of my role, and we have had some success moving the data center, moving people out of the Portland building, doing things at a large scale in terms of using the CAO's office appropriately as a check-in point and a way to also clear bottlenecks or help people make decisions when we're having a hard time making decisions. So we are going to be meeting every 2 weeks, and by we, I mean Jeff, Rebecca, myself, other project leaders, just to check in, even if we just need 15 minutes, so that I can assure you as a council that I am providing some oversight and helping with any problems that may occur as we execute this contract. So with that, I will close, and I think the three of us have time to take questions. Of course.
Mayor.
Commissioner Fish.
A comment and a question. Let me start with a question. Because we have Director Esau here. Director Esau, if I were to generalize about the emails I get from residents of Portland, they generally deal with the growing pains of a city that's rapidly expanding, where people are experiencing on almost every street corner some sign of development, a crane, a lane that's blocked, something going on, a renovation, a teardown, you name it. So that's the feedback I get from the residents of the city. When I meet with members of the development community, I often hear that we're entering into the Great Depression because of all the misguided policy decisions of the city council. And so what I want to ask you is, which is it, and what's the best indicator of the sort of health of our development in the city? I mean, at some point, we're likely to hit a speed bump because interest rates are going up. There's macroeconomic forces beyond our control. But I'm really struck by the contrast between the concerns raised by residents who are dealing on the ground with growth and the cautionary tales we get from the development community about how some of our policies have made it almost impossible for them to proceed with development. You've had record revenue at the Bureau of Development Services. So can you help me resolve that apparent contradiction?
I'll do my best. So at BDS, every year when we do our budget, we do a five-year financial forecast, and we meet with economists throughout the metro area and attempt to look in the crystal ball as to what is out ahead, because we're almost entirely funded by fee revenue. So we need to project what's out ahead as accurately as we possibly can. And what they're telling us is about a year and a half to 2 years out, they expect a small dip, a recession, but not of the depth and the duration that we experienced back in 2009 when we had to do the pretty massive layoffs. And that's the importance of setting aside reserves so that we can weather those downturns without making huge cuts in staff, which is incredibly inefficient.
We, Commissioner Fritz and I have been on this council long enough to remember when we had to go through that exercise. And actually, I think the fund was depleted.
Let me just be clear on that. Yeah. Not by me. I'd just like to be very
not
clear
by
on
Commissioner
that.
Fritz.
And it's
nor anyone on her staff.
Anymore.
Her chief of staff is here, so I want to just know. It was
nobody here.
No
nobody
one in this body here.
Yeah, what we're hearing from the development community also is that the inclusionary housing regulations weren't necessarily calibrated right, or at least that's the opinion that they take and what they're observing, and that we're seeing a decline in the number of permits for mixed use and apartment projects.
Sure. Well, with 15 to 20,000 already entitled in the pipeline, we may not see much for 3 years.
Right. We expected to see that dip because there was such a rush at the gates right before
the deadline.
Those regulations went into effect. But the question is, at what point, you know, do we expect it to pick back up again? And we thought it would have started picking back up again, and we're not seeing that on the horizon for apartment projects. We have a lot of other projects going on, and it's all of that combined that's impacting the neighbors and changing the face of their neighborhoods.
The other thing that I've heard from a noted developer that rents in my building is that he has opined to me that there's been an overgrowth of certain kinds of apartments, that the inventory of so-called luxury apartments has sort of gone through the roof, and that he anticipates there'll be some correction because we just don't have the incomes to match the kinds of aggressive rents. Is that a fair comment?
Yes, I would agree with that.
So thank you. And here's the so that's the question I wanted to ask. And the comment that I wanted to make to the CAO is that, and for the benefit of my colleagues, is we've got a lot of really complicated projects in the pipeline. And what I really appreciate with the way that we're addressing the big computer projects and upgrades to technology, the way we're dealing with the Portland building, the way we're dealing with the community benefits agreement, and on, is that, and it's my strong sense is, that we're treating these as issues of concern to the council as a whole. And I think there was a time when it might have been seen as the province of the bureau that had the lead role. But the fact that we get reports from the Technology Oversight Committee, the fact that we get a report like this on a specific project, the fact that baked into our community benefits agreement is a directive to the CAO to convene some folks and to give us updates, I think is a really positive development. A, it rebuts the notion that we operate in silos. B, it acknowledges that these are citywide concerns, even if there is a lead bureau. I mean, the utilities will be doing a lot of CPA projects, but they're not exclusive custodians of getting – they're not charged with getting the CPA process right. The council has said it's a citywide concern. So I want to just acknowledge that I think this has been a really positive development, and that by, in some instances, even over-consulting with the council – and creating even more transparency, you help us understand how things are working. We build public trust. And I appreciate the approach, Tom, that you've taken in making sure that these are citywide concerns and not the province of just one bureau.
Thank you.
I'd just like to thank you for your comments, Commissioner Fish. I think it's clear that the complaints and the perception don't necessarily add up with the numbers that we're seeing. When I stepped into this role a year ago, I was hearing about how hard the permitting process is, that it takes too long, that we're going to see a downturn, and that downturn was due to IZ, a downturn of 18 months. And now a year later, we've permitted $3.1 billion in valued property. We have a glut of market and luxury rate apartments, which I believe has a lot more to do with why we're not seeing more, a lot more to do with the decrease than IZ does. But I'm certainly not opposed to revisiting IZ because we need to make sure it makes sense and works for everyone and it's not having a chilling effect. But we have a serious product mismatch in the housing market between what the developers are providing and what our city needs. And they need to acknowledge and address that.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions? Excellent presentation. Is there public testimony on this item, Carla?
They both left.
Is there anybody in the room? Very good. Call the roll.
Fritz?
Thank you, Director Esau, and I want to also thank you for your work on the tree code amendments that we just heard. That's Commissioner Daly also for allowing the staff to work on that. Great work on that. Great work on this. Aye.
Fish.
Yes, excellent presentation, and thank you, Commissioner Daly, for shepherding this forward. Aye.
You Daly.
Thank you for the presentation. I will admit this was one of the most daunting projects stepping into this role, and I'm pleased with the progress, and I'm looking forward to more, and would like to also reiterate something that Commissioner Fish said, which is just how vital the relationships between all the permitting bureaus are. And so thank you. Thanks to everyone who's improving that situation as well. Aye.
Wheeler.
So first of all, thank you for the presentation. Thank you, Commissioner Udaly. The POP system, the Portland Online Permitting System, is obviously, as you've heard, it's of critical importance to both of the bureaus represented here and interagency partners, PBOT, Bureau of Environmental Sustainability, Water, Fire, and Parks, and frankly, everybody in the community who seeks to get a permit through the City of Portland. We're seeing, as Commissioner Udaly mentioned, a lot of activity in this city, and $1 billion this year in value over what we've seen the prior years, so obviously that continues to be robust. Given the statistics that Commissioner Udaly cited right up front, combined with an old paper-based system, obviously it's important that we have to give the city's best efforts. And I think what you're here presenting represents the city's best efforts. So we're going to be upgrading our software. We're going to be moving from the paper-based system to electronic plan review. This is basically bringing us up to technological snuff. And so thank you, everybody who is involved. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Colleagues, will you bear with me on two more short items before we adjourn?